Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Right, 14 minutes after 4 o'clock, Kaya 959, Drive 959 with Skumba Komoto and Glenn on a Tuesday afternoon. Time is flying once again, chasing another holiday. We've got a drive moment, everybody.
Yeah,
round of applause for me, please. Pa. So here's the question. As a parent, would you ever be comfortable grooving with your children? There's a story about Tom Brady who parties with his son at the Coachella, at Travis Scott set, during a Travis Scott set. He's not the only one, actually. I saw Alicia Keys' husband and Alicia Keys. What's Alicia Keys'
Swiss
husband?
Beats.
Swiss Beats.
Mm-hmm.
And their kids. They were also at a gig where Black Coffee was performing.
Okay.
And I think his kids are actually far younger than Tom Brady's kids. Because I know Tom Brady's kids, firstborn, is almost 18. The second one is almost 16. And I think the youngest one is about 13 years old.
And Black Coffee also parties with his son.
Indotende. So yeah, that's the question that we are asking today. Yeah, the footage, of course, of Tom Brady was taken by another fan in attendance who captured the moment and later posted it on TikTok. It looked as though Brady noticed the camera on him, but he did not seem to mind as he was all smiles. And he's got a beautiful smile, by the way.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's
got an awesome smile.
Yo,
have you seen it?
Yo, he's got a beautiful smile.
Smiling.
Yo, that guy, So he was just smiling.
Mm.
So the question is, do you find it appropriate as a parent to go out partying, grooving with your children? I overheard Khomuso having a conversation with someone saying, it just depends. It depends where you're going. Say, for instance, we get the F&B tickets to go and watch the derby.
Yeah.
And then Oscar Mbo is performing at F&B. Is it wrong?
No. No, I think everything is context. Everything is context. Would I go to a 16-year-old birthday party where there's just a bunch of 16-year-olds?
Yeah.
No. But I will be comfortable letting my son go to a sweet 16, knowing that there are other parents there overseeing that 16-year-old party, right? But if my son wants to go watch Travis Scott, I would feel more comfortable if me or an adult like me takes him to the concert.
Yeah.
I don't care that they are swearing. And it was like, but how awkward is it going to be when the F-bombs and the wada-wada? I'm like, our kids know these words. They just
Do you know what I mean?
In front of us.
100%.
They know them. Stop lying to yourself and thinking your child is an angel.
No.
They listen to it. They listen to those songs that have the F-bombs and whatever. So I would be comfortable chaperoning, so taking my son to a concert, to a festival, always at an eyesight, I'd be really comfortable.
I mean, can you imagine if it's a daughter and Beyonce is in the country?
I mean,
why not? Carrie Hilson.
Beyonce. Then right now, Calvin Mom, my daughter is a huge fan of Calvin Mom.
Yeah.
Like when he was 18, like huge fan.
Mm.
With the
symphonic,
the symphonic coming now, like, Baba, pull some strings. Like, I just need to be there and see. Okay, and it should be great to remember now.
Yeah.
So, like you say, Khomuzo, it's always context on what is jaivo or groove.
Exactly.
But if your daughter's gonna say, "Asambe se peshin," go zagala ne peshin. Do you understand? Why?
And is it age appropriate for the person who's saying "Asambe se peshin"?
So, like, okay, what is the the context, which is pumice scares the civil figure patient sends in. Sizegubani, Ganjani, why are we there?
And by the way, talking about the symphonic, I went with Khanya to the symphonic.
Uh-huh.
I went to Ayane. He had a time of his life. He was shooting everything. He was allowed to bring a cousin. We were there in our little box. And we had a time that was good.
Couldn't make it to hiking,
So, are you allowed to go partying with your kid? Yeah, if it's under context.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just Let's say in your vumbu,
every Friday.
Every Friday, I see a girl, No. That's no.
I'm not her friend.
No.
Yeah. Okay. That no. 063-688-0959. As a parent, would you ever be comfortable grouping with your children? 19 past 4.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I think for me, it depends what type of event is it. If it's a dinner, then I can go with my son. Dinner. Family gatherings, yes, I go with them all every time. So it depends. But if it's those groovy, goosh parties that they normally have, or the festivals, those loud, like Trevor Scott's festival, I wouldn't go there, Shem, because I don't have the energy, Shem. I don't have the energy for that. Yeah, as you've seen last year on the Kaya FM loyal listener dinner, I came with my son, so why not?
Mina, I would say it's safer when I'm all party and I'm in Donara. Mina, I party with my boys. I've got a 29-year-old and a 25-year-old. I always go out with them. Mina, ngaqala, I'm sure mama sase vasit, mama kalungene vasit, mama is a for a holiday, ngabo nguto. Okay, that's about turn my party. So, I think Funuamba and Abungang Bono Gucci, what is it that they get up to? Maba Sebum Nandini. So, I think it's safer if you party with your children and Obabo and Nano Masiba tipsing and Uguti, Babi Vaganja, and Gashi doing Funuibo and Gashi, we behave. But so far, so good, eh? And they do enjoy going out with me as well.
I did that with my son. He's 22 years old. There was an all white party, go four ways. We end up doing the champagnes and whatnot. I did that with my son, and also Korean show. There was DJs in Tleka Saturday, so we were like vibing as family, me and my kids. And that video was so nice because, like, yeah, these are the only chances I get to vibe with you guys. Let's doing the most. So yeah, now I can do it. Depends. Also, look, okay. Wow.
As long as the party is not my party, I will go with them if it's their party. But if there's a party that I'm going to, basala.
So, okay, sorry, Glenn.
Yeah, ladies first. Carry. Ladies first.
Wow. Wow.
So you go with them to this party. Do they drink?
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
So you can drink with your kids.
But these are 29-year-olds.
I'm not strong enough.
These are 29-year-olds.
I'm 44.
I'm not strong enough.
I'm 44.
I'm not strong enough.
I have never.
I don't care if they're 50.
I've never opened Uchwala in front of my dad.
I'm not strong enough. Yeah, I'm not strong enough.
The problem, Yakulay.
Glenn, I am not strong enough.
Yeah, I'm not, Glenn.
Whether they are 22 or 30. Please. I don't see it.
I'm listening to this voice notes, Glenn. All of them are going one
why?
Direction.
I'm not strong.
A 29 year old.
I am not strong.
He's an adult.
Can your kids drink in front of you in that party? That's what I want to find out.
Yeah, 29 year old. 22 years old. But darling. But dala, guys.
Cheers.
Nah, I'm not sure.
18, 19, 20, 21.
What if Upuza, like Unigi Upuza, Lento Upuza?
Unigi, you know, I'm 47. I'm something. Look at me in the eye. Look at me.
We are sharing that.
We got an other 47. There ain't no way she's drinking in front of me.
So you won't share with her?
I know one time when I was playing at Saints, Black Coffee was headlining that gig. So Loma Shishi and her husband, they brought their daughter, who's about 18, but she's always wanted to see Black Coffee playing. And it was so dope.
But you know? Who's the con?
No, Beganga Puzi.
Yeah. Oh,
she's 18. Nkuluma 29-year-old.
Hi, guys.
I want to find out. There's a 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Mm-hmm. So they are legal already.
They are legal.
They can drink.
Yes.
So 18 upwards. They are allowed to drink.
Now, Moti 47.
I am not strong enough, guys.
No.
No, I can't strong enough. I can't matter. Ow.
Orawena Maribata.
Guy Paila.
Orawena Maribata.
So, yeah, you're 20 years old by now, and I'm being a Trevor Scott number, and I'm driving, which is good. But you'd like for a 16-year-old, and I'd be happy. Would you allow
me? Can we get the Gorizi, baby?
Gorizi!
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment, drive 959. As a parent, would you ever be comfortable grooving with your children. We got some voice notes.
I have three children. The oldest is 35, and then two girls, 33 and 21. I always hang around with my girls because the older guy, he always thinks he's got everything figured out. So I hang around with my girls most of the time. And my second born daughter, she enjoys her red wine. She enjoys her red wine. I think she's old enough, and she doesn't do anything out of the ordinary when we are there, wherever where we are. So I hang around with them a lot of times. And I'll have my Heineken, she'll have her red wine. And the younger one, she's 22. She doesn't like alcohol. So that's it, you know.
I definitely wouldn't mind taking my son to a concert like your Jobbik Day or Market Vibes. But not like your proper group way, the guys that are approaching me in front of him. But yeah, if it's just a concert, it's music, I'm a piano and stuff like that. A mini vibes. Yeah, I'll do that with him.
Last year, I went to this concert, Yaga Burning Spear, at the Emperor's Palace with my dad and my two little brothers. It was nice. It was nice. It was the first time. Even my dad was so happy that he's busy grooving with his kids. I know he was happy. He was busy taking videos and photos then. I was just standing like, how? But it was nice. Eh? Very, very nice. I would do it again. I would do it again.
Hi, Bosco. I'm 29-year-old. I'm 29-year-old. Inkinga ayikho sekamdala mosi lo muntu loyo futhi uwes mangabe afundile wakurespecta so isikhathi sakhe why not hayi sikhumba
hayi le ndaba yokwakuthiwe yokuphathiya nabantwana hayi angiyiboni kuyinto eright. Imagine nje with my 16-year-old daughter simamela umkharimbe the original version fanele ngithini ngihleke nami.
Uyacula baba. I mean,
just one song.
So that guy who went to Amavenda, I like Xhosas. They love reggae music.
Mm-hmm.
They love reggae music. And this guy talks about his father was happy. I need to go pay more insang.
Wow.
Second hand smoking. I shall be happy. I'm going to tell you
what you get.
I told you I went to a Buju Banten gig.
Yeah.
I put my name Nandi and slow.
And you didn't do anything.
No.
Second hand, all
no.
of this.
So
you're taking your time in everything, yo.
Kumba was so reasonable. That day.
Like a hat.
Oh, okay.
It's Irene.
And I'm
it's
so
Irene.
Reasonable. Because I don't care. I'm a spice killer.
Yeah.
What is the credit? It's all right, brother, man.
So now I want to get Bamba with your kids. The other one drinks a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Well, how do you deal with it when your child is pregnant, Skumba? Uzotin? Maga pregnant?
We'll cross that bridge when you get there.
Oh, yeah.
Skumba?
Yes.
Ali 23.
Yeah.
It's fine.
She can be pregnant, but she can't drink it.
I don't know what I'll be fine, Mina. Now. Let's cross that bridge when you get to it.
You'll be fine.
I don't know.
There's no bridge. Eh?
You will be fine. Like, what's the other options? Come on, think about it. What is your other option?
The option will be me being angry at her, but what I know for a fact is that
I'm
tandem zulu.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not even disputing it. So
you go and visit her at her home with her husband. Akumelanga aphuze neglass of champagne.
Angazi.
On New Year's Eve.
My daughter is 18.
On New Year's Eve. I'm going to tell 47.
She legally can.
You said 47.
She legally can drink.
Yeah.
Or tell 47 years old.
Mm. There's a part that she legally can drink. She legally can drink. Guake. I go.
No, I get it. I mean, I know I'm not strong enough for any of that, but I'm wondering if it's becoming ridiculous when they're 13.
And you are. People think you're modern people.
I know I'm not that modern.
Okay. No. And then Khanyas, in the next 3 years, comes to you and say, Mom, I think I have a baby on the way.
Ali 18.
Mm.
Oh, babe. Oh, my dear. Goodness gracious me. Wait.
Sister Bettina. All right.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So, no. Hugruvale Mwanaka, never. My daughter's 16, and I chaperoned her and her two friends to Cape Ronada. And I just realized when I was there, it's not for me. I don't mind chaperoning, but I think next time I do a concert or chaperone, it'll be in the presence of another parent. Because, wow, I just felt out of place. place. On Amenong, it's over there at Travis Scott, so I'm still kind of debating. But I love Travis Scott, so maybe that we could do together.
My dad passed away, unfortunately, last year, September, but I used to go to Joy of Jazz every September or that first week of November. I would be dressed like the Slay Queen. I'm his date. And when the boys look at me, he'll be like, look, 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 they're looking at me, meaning him. And it's like, I'm waiting for one of them to approach you so I can say, sorry, boys, she's taken. No, wow. I loved it. It was one of our things that we used to do. And yeah, if he was still alive, I'd definitely do it with him.
Were you able to see Lindelani?
Wow. I know where this is going and it's aching me.
Her conduct.
Oh, my word. It's too short to be seen. That's where this is going.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. Please send us a tell us if you saw.
Onye manager David Blaine.
If you.
Wow.
Now I struggle. Hey, I've seen Riba Nabakukai. I'm the oldest, and we have the biggest age gap ever. The one Otlankamamaraha guy is 8 years younger than me. So whenever I see their posts on WhatsApp, then I would start with the lecture. Hey, hey, you know, you can have fun without alcohol. Hey, hey, you know, just that I've never had an opportunity to go out with them. But I don't think I'll be able to handle that behavior that I see on their WhatsApp posts. And I mean, lately also, like Banya Mens on my WhatsApp, I mean, Kima 2000, they do post. So chances are they blocked me because I'm going to turn
50 years next year. I've been drinking for the past 7 years. None of my family members have ever seen me drinking except for my kids. And they only saw me this year and they were shocked. Like they never know I'm drinking. They never saw me drinking. So I think when you drink with your friends, it's a great respect for your parents not to drink in front of them. Not that those who are drinking with their kids, it's wrong. It's how they want to do it. And as long as they feel better about it.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.